Hello, Brian Kultek. My name is Jürgen Hansson, and I am from Sweden. And today I'd like to introduce you to myself and what I am doing and what I really like to do. And talk a little bit about myself and stuff like that. So let's get started. As I said, my name is Jürgen Hansson, and I am from Sweden. I've been blind since birth, and I have another disability called Asperger's syndrome. And Asperger's syndrome is a sort of kind of autism, and it's a little bit difficult to explain, but in general, the Asperger's are very much into special interests, like trains, weather, music, and other stuff which they can be interested in and have good talents for. Some of the Aspergers are very talented and very intelligent in their things they're doing. If it's case, it's the weather thing and the music thing. And for me, it's the music thing. And stuff like that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And yeah. As you can tell, I'm walking around in my apartment. I'm in my living room. Well, it's just another space podcast. It's a little bit of a space podcast and introducing podcast as well. But anyway, for anybody curious, I'm recording this on an Adderall R09HR, which is a very wonderful little unit. And this is a very good unit, as I said, and I can record up to 32 gigs of MP3s and stuff like that, but I'm not using any 32 gig cards right now. But anyway, I've been interested in music since I was a little boy, and according to my website, I was responding to rhythmic beat. And if you want to go to my website, you can go to www.jorgenhansson.com. That's www.jorgenhansson.com. I repeat it once again. That's jorgenhansson.com. There you will find more information about me and what I like to do and what I can do for your projects and stuff like that. So I hope you will enjoy it, and there are some audio tracks which I'm gonna show you in the end of this podcast. Well, that have been said, I have been playing music since I started to play organ about 2 years. Well, when I was about 2 years, to be more exact. And I started to play children's songs, and then I started to learn myself how to play a little bit of guitar and a little bit of bass and stuff like that. And well, you know, my learning musically is kind of a long story to tell, so that's why I make it a little short. Well, I've been going into music schools. When I ended high school, I started to go to what is called a folkhögskola in Swedish, which is folk high school or stuff like that. I don't know, you know what it's called in English. And I'm not so good at English words, but I can find it out if I want to. And, well, in that school, in that last school I went was called Liljeholmen, which is in the southern of Sweden, in Rimforsa, or in a little bit of east-south of Sweden, I think, that I was I was educating myself as a sound engineer for 2 years. I know that there are some more educations about sound engineering, but they're a little bit much too long, and then I think that they don't have any stuff for accessibility things there. But there are some educations which are kind of short educations, short intensive courses for blind people. I don't know exactly what they are calling them, but I think they are pretty good. But I have learned myself a little bit of mixing technology, and within that education, I started to learn how to produce, and learning a little bit things about that. And yeah, you can read more about that on my website, and stuff like that. So, oh yes, I forget to tell you where I'm living now. I grew up here in Nödinge, and Nödinge is a little village on the north, at the north of Gothenburg, 2 Swedish miles north of Gothenburg. And I've been even in Örebro, where there is a school for blind people with other disabilities, and that's why I learned a little bit of more social skills and be more social to people. And there were a lot of good people there, and I have contact with some of the people there. So hello to everyone. If you hear me now, I'm going to submit this to Blind Cool Tech as soon as possible, but because this is my first... Excuse me if I'm a little bit nervous, but this is my first podcast I ever done, and it's very funny to do that. And yeah, it's very fun to do a little podcast like this. This is one of my dreams, to do a podcast on Blind Cool Tech. I've been interested in Blind Cool Tech by a friend of mine. I won't mention any name, but I found that site on his website, and I found that Blind Cool Tech podcast very, very interesting, because they were a lot of people who are reviewing stuff from good technology and good recorders and stuff like that. So yeah, that's how I got into a little bit of portable recorders, SD card recorders, and that's why I'm using this Edroll R09HR. I used an old Edroll R09 only, the original R09, but I have sold it to someone who needed it better, because I found that the R09HR is much better than the old one. But that I've been said, enough of that. And portable recorders, I have been using mini discs for a long time before I got into this stuff with SD card recorders. Well, as I told you before, the music has been my life, and it is my love and my strength in my life, and that I have met so many good people, and one of them is called Henrik Magnusson, and well, I must say that I miss him deeply, because he passed away in the year 2005 at the age of 34. I think it was something with his heart and stuff like that, and he was a very good-hearted person, and we have written many songs together. Well, he wasn't a singer, songwriter, but he could sing, and he was a very good text writer, and he was written some of the lyrics, and I was doing the music to our songs, And some of the songs are on my album, which is called Shicherosumi, and I will bring you some snippets of it at the end of this podcast. But anyway, I've been traveling a lot, but I like to travel a lot, and meeting folks, and that has been since 1996, when I was travel outside the country was in 1993, when I was in Hungary, when I was school class. And that was a great experience, and I really liked that very much. And the other time I traveled was to England, and that was with my other school called Ekeskolan in Örebro, and that was a good trip, or a good week, to be there in England. We were in Redhill College, and we were also in London. Wow, that's a beautiful town. For those who have never seen London, I recommend that to you, because there were lots of streets and lots of shops, and music stores and stuff like that. I've been also to Ireland, and I don't know what that town was called, but it was another blind school. A Redhill College was also a kind of similar school to Ekeskolan, or Oak School, as we can call it. And what you're hearing in the background now is my dishwasher. Yes, that was my dishwasher. As you can tell, I'm in my kitchen and my living room at the same time. Yes, my apartment hasn't any separate kitchen and separate living room, so they are together. Well, anyway, we were talking about when I was traveling, I started to travel. My first charter traveling was to Mallorca. That was a great experience, because I really like, that's when I started to get into karaoke music. Yes, I love to sing karaoke at the karaoke bars, and that's really, it's also a training for standing on a stage and get to know the audience and stuff like that. So, well, actually, I've been into karaoke at our music store here in King River, or Kungälv, which is not so far from where I live. We have a music store there, and they have a karaoke machine once there, and I was like, wow, I want to test that one. And that introduced me into karaoke music, to singing karaoke. And I'm sorry, I got some problems with my ears there. Well, anyway, the karaoke music was intriguing me. That intrigued me a lot. And when I was on my first trip to Mallorca, my first week there, it was with the Oak School as well, or Ekeskolan as well. It was on a summer camp. And that was intriguing me very much, because when Henrik and I were recognizing the area which we were living on, we lived at a hotel called Sunrise Garden. That was a very big hotel. I think it was owned by a company called Wing. I don't know how many people here in Sweden knows about Wing, but it was a big company, and they had a very good hotel for us called Sunrise Garden. Then we were going around the area, and or strolling on the area, or walking, or whatever you want to call it. Then we heard some applause, and I was like, Henrik, what is this? Well, that's a bar with the karaoke. And I was like, wow, I want to test that one. Well, we can do that tomorrow. But we were there and took a beer, and I was like feeling free, like, wow, this is life. For anyone who hasn't been on a charter travel before, I can tell you, I can recommend that. I've been on very, very various trips to Mallorca, Cyprus, stuff like that. I've been to Mallorca for about 3 times. And all those 3 times we were in Alcudia, which is a very, very nice place. And in 1999, we were at the same hotel, but they changed the name of it to Viva Sunrise. And I was with Henrik also that year. But after, I was going to tell you a little story here. This is a very funny story, because in 1996, when I was there at the first time, and we were going into to the karaoke bar. The first karaoke bar we were visiting first with some of our friends there from school was a little bar called Waikiki. And that was the first experience of karaoke singing for the audience. And I was like, wow, this is wonderful. So I'm going to play you a little bit of that. How it sounded like, and excuse me, folks, but this was one of those years when I was using a tape recorder. I was using a Panasonic Walkman tape recorder, so excuse the quality, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jordan of Sweden, applause, please. Come on.
This is the song. My name is Jörgen Hansson. I come from Sweden, and I'd like to sing a song with the couple. It's called This Day Once More.
When I was young, I listened to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played "I Sing Along," it made me smile.
Oh,
Yes, there was a little bit of how it sounded like on Waikiki there. I'm building a series there with all of those old Mallorca parts, and I'm looking for the second tape of it, but I know that I have that tape. And that was the story I was going to tell you, and you heard from the first part of the series called Mallorca Part 1. And that was the first tape I ever did with this Walkman, and I was standing on there in Waikiki, and I was also at the bar that we passed by and took a beer on the first day we were walking out, and that was called the Cheers Bar. And the Cheers Bar was very big, and I think that they still exist. I haven't been there for about the last time I was there, it was 2002. But it was not with Henrik, it was with another friend of mine called Rosemary. She is a classmate from the music class when I was going on Liljeholmen from 1997 to 1999. Okay, well, that had been said. So, hello Rosemary, if you hear this. Well, she's not blind, she's sighted, so she was my guide at the time. And that was really funny, and I have some very good memories from those trips. I wish that I could build a whole podcast about that one. But anyway, I have some old tape recordings, which I did when I was playing the drums when I was smaller as well. I have one called The First Blues, but I will play that a little bit later on. Okay, everybody, that's that having been said, we were talking about the Mallorca thing again. And we were there at the same day, I think it was at the same night at Waikiki. We went from Waikiki to the Cheers Bar, and I was singing some songs there. I sang a song called Purple Rain with Prince. Oh, the dishwasher again. Well, excuse me for the dishwasher. I have omnidirectional microphones on this little unit, but that's another story. Yeah, the Cheers Bar there was very big, and there were lots of people in there, and I sang some songs, Purple Rain, and the first song I ever sang there was the Steve Miller Band called The Joker, and I have it on that same part, but I if you should listen to that series someday, I think I will do a series of this thingies later on, but not as a podcast. I will share with you that series in another time, but you can hear. There were a lot of, from that little song I played you before, the song I played you just to show you how it sounded like with the tape recorder, you can hear there were a lot of traffic noise, because we were outside the bar. That was a little outside bar there on the Waikiki pub, which I was singing on. And after that, I sang The Joker there. I got a beer there. They gave me a free beer. But that haven't been said about that beer thingy, because, well, we drank a lot of beer and stuff like that on that trip. But I don't want to talk about that too much here. Yeah, that singing on Cheers Bar was a lot of fun. And here we come to the story I was going to tell you. That they told me that, hey, you're singing like a professional one. And I was like, wow. I was very exciting. And the Tuesday, we were not singing karaoke on the Monday. We was like out eating, stuff like that. So we were out eating sometimes and stuff like that. I even have it on the video when I was singing the Purple Rain on the Cheers. So I can if you want, I can share with you that little video take, because it sounded a little bit better than the tape recorder. But anyway, on the Tuesday, we were back to Waikiki again, but my voice was a little bit hoarse. I have a little sore throat, but that was a lot of other things. It was some air conditioning and some stuff like that, so that's caused the problem with my voice. And on that day, on that Tuesday, we went to Waikiki again, and that's why I'm looking for the second tape, because all of the recordings was recorded there, and I sang a lot there. But then we come to Cheers Bar again, and I sang Purple Rain and Hello, and everybody liked Purple Rain much, which I really appreciated that they liked. And then they said like this. They asked me, "Jürgen." "Yes," I said. "What are you doing tomorrow morning?" "I don't know," I said. "Well, we want you to go down the beach at 7:30. Oh, wow, I think 7:30, that's very early in the morning. And they, there you're gonna sing along on a national television. It's gonna be a karaoke on national television." I was like, wow, I was silent. I was stumped. I couldn't say any word. I couldn't get any words from my mouth. I was so exciting. I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to sing on TV. I couldn't say a thing. I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, God. That's a beautiful memory. And I have that. And we were standing on the beach. Well, we didn't get up so early, and I was really, really nervous. I was shocked, because singing on TV, on national television, that was one of my dreams, and I was shocked. Well, you heard me. I was shocked. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know what to say, and I couldn't believe it. So I was like, oh my God. Oh, I was both laughing and crying at the same time. I was, you know the feelings. So that's a beautiful memory, and that recording, they recorded on a videotape, and when we went back to Mallorca in 1999, we were asking about the videotape there, but the bad thing was that it was gone. So, for some reason, it was gone away. And I was like, oh my God, I want to show that to my mother, because I really wanted to show my family how it was there. Well, back to 1996 again, on the beach. Well, we didn't get up so early at 7:30. We got up about 10 o'clock, stuff like that, and we were eating breakfast. And the other people in the school, they were planning to go on a guided sightseeing tour on Mallorca's coast and stuff like that. But we were, the people at the Cheers Bar, they wanted us to go down to the beach, stuff like that. So we did that, and that was so hot. Oh, yes. Well, where was I? Yes, we were talking about the day at the beach there. It was on a Wednesday, and it was so hot. And we were on that place where the TV was there. Actually, they recorded the show for a broadcasting later on. I think it was the day after, stuff like that. I don't know exactly, but it was a little bit of a competition. And at the beginning, it seems like they had forgotten us. But we were talking with them and stuff like that. And, well, that's another story. But anyway, there were some karaoke singers, and I sang the Joker. But I think the winner of the competition was like a wizard or stuff like that. And he was jungling or having some fun with balls and stuff like that. I don't remember it exactly because I didn't know everything about the whole thing because we went away after I sang that song to, I think we were going to eat some on some place. There was a very good restaurant there called El Rincón, and they had a lot of good hamburgers, I should say. And that day I will never forget in my life. That was 1996 on Mallorca. I think it was in August. No, I think it was in July that day. And I was like, wow. That day I will never forget. And I tried to call my mother to say, now a new star is born here on Mallorca, in Alcudia. And Henrik and I was strolling, walking slowly up the towards our hotel and stuff like that. And I will never forget the plane that we were flying down to Mallorca on. And this is a very exciting thing to do, to travel a lot and meeting new people and stuff like that. And I also remember when we were at the airport, before we should go on the plane, we were buying some CDs. And we bought a CD called Absolute Dance. I think it was Absolute Dance 12, I think. Well, anyway, and we did that every time when Henrik and I were traveling to other countries. We would often buy CDs with good summer music, and because I brought some speakers with me. Well, actually, my first speakers I brought with me was some kind of very, very small ones, which I have somewhere, but I don't know where. But now I'm using, I can use my Edirol for playing MP3 music and stuff like that. And so on. So, well, I like it a lot. And in 1997, we were at the first time in Cyprus. That was also a great experience, and there was also a lot of karaoke. And I was a little bit nervous there too, because But on that bar, I think it was the atmosphere which made me feel very safe and very calm, and like feeling I'm home, because they were treating me nice. Well, they were treating me nice in Mallorca too, but I think it was after that day with the TV that Chalk hadn't really released from my heart yet. I don't know how to say that. But anyway, there was a lot of karaoke stuff, and that time I was using the Minidisc for the first time. Yes, folks, I was using Minidisc. And I still have that old Minidisc recorder left somewhere in another place, in my mother's place. Yeah, sometimes I visit my mother to get rid of those old Minidiscs into my computer. But anyway, that was a lot of good experience, and I like that a lot, to use the Minidisc. And then I was using a little microphone that you can attach to your belt, on your trousers or stuff like that. And it was like it was an XY. Well, don't ask me about that kind of microphone, but that was the first stereo microphone I ever got. Well, actually, I got one. Yes, that brings me back to 1994, I think. I was touring with my brother. Well, my brother is he's 4 years older than me, and he and I, we had a band together, and there were some classmates from my high school or stuff like that. I don't know what it's called. We call it Högstadium in, I think, yes, it was, I was ending the ninth grade, I think, or, yes, it was after the ninth grade, we were, I had some classmates there. We were, me and my brother was playing some songs, and he was playing the bass. Well, he isn't a bass player, but he, I learned him to play a little bit of a bass. And, well, he's a kind of a good bass player. And we call ourselves Stefellens. I'm sorry that I don't have any recordings with the band. I have it on some tapes, but I don't know where they are. But if I find them, I will bring you a podcast about that thing. But I was playing the keyboard at the time. I was using a Roland D50, which I still have, an old synthesizer, which I did my Hammond organ presets because I was using the Hammond organ sound. I was intrigued by the Hammond organ, which I still am. And we were playing a lot of, we were having a little tour with a environment party, and I was I think I had a cold that summer because my voice wasn't so good. Well, it was good the first 2 days, but after a while we were going on a boat which has a very special kind of motor. Sound like, I don't know what that motor is called, but in Swedish we call it Tenkule motor. Well, that having been said, well, we were touring different places, and I play the keyboard, and but when my when my voice was kind of hoarse, I stopped singing because I don't want to destroy my voice too much. But that was fun. But that was back in 1994. We were talking about 1996 and 1997. And the actual classmate called Eric Öberg, he was one of my guides when I was taking a summer work. I was working at the music store, at our music store, tuning the guitars. And I worked there for the last year I was working there was 1997, and that was when I was buying my Minidisc. It was the Sony one. I don't know the model number of it. That's another story. Well, anyway, I was having a lot of fun with that Minidisc recorder. I played, I got some old Minidiscs left from that area, from that year, I think, and I recorded a lot of things from that bar in Cyprus called Seahorse Bar, and I met so many friends there too, and I had contact with some of them. Actually, one girl, which I wrote a song about called Happy, it was a little snippet when I met that girl, and we were hanging around at Seahorse Bar because she was working there, and that's what the song is all about. So that Happy song on the album, which is track 7, has a true story to it. Well, some songs have true stories, actually, and some songs are written from a blind person perspective. Like there's a song which is the track number 8 on the album called, in Swedish, jag älskar dig precis som du är. Eller, or, what is it? Jag älskar dig, which calls I love you in Swedish. I love you in English means jag älskar dig in Swedish. Well, anyway, that having been said, I don't know what to say here because I'm getting on and on and on here. But that's the funny thing, to talk to people and really talk about myself and what I like to do and what I've been doing musically. And walking around in my house or my apartment. Actually, I'm living in a complex with I think it's about 6 apartments here. I think it's 6 upstairs and 6 downstairs. And there are people with other disabilities who are living here at the moment. And all the people who are living downstairs are with the disabilities, but I won't mention anything about that now. But it's very big, complex, and stuff like that. Well, talking about the traveling again, we were about Cyprus. Henrik and I was with Ekeskolan in Cyprus, 1997. But then Henrik and I started to travel a lot ourselves in 1998. That was our first traveling with ourselves. And we were doing a lot of things, crazy things. We were driving mopeds and stuff like that. Well, I wasn't driving. I was just sitting behind him. And I was holding around his body because I don't want to fall off the moped and stuff like that. So well, that was a lot of fun. We were traveling around the island, and I remember in 2000. I was having other friends with me during my last charting travels to Cyprus. Well, another guide or another friend was David Skuld, or David Skuld, as you can say, as you can, or David Cooled, Cold, or Skuld. I don't know how to say this in English, but he was here. His name was David Skuld. And he was also a classmate from the Lilia Holman when we were doing the music class, which was rather fun. And he was playing the guitar, so we were playing a lot. And I bought my Buzuki that year when David and I was traveling to Cyprus. And one day my mother and her boyfriend come to surprise me when I was singing in the Zero's bar, and I was like, wow, hello, what are you doing here? Well, anyway, that hadn't been said. There was a lot of troubling. I'm not in trouble. Well, anyway, I think that brings me to another song. I would like to play you one of the recordings when I was about 10 or 11 years old, when I was starting to learn to play drums. I was working with some good teachers, Hasse and Lasse, or Hans and Lars, which they are original names, and stuff like that. Yeah, I was working with them, those guys there, and I think another guitarist, it was me and Lars playing the bass, and another guitarist also called Jürgen, but I don't know his name, last name, but that was a lot of fun. So I'm going to pause the tracks, this podcast, with a little bit of music. This is my first blues. And excuse me, folks, for a little English. This is recorded when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I was having a little high-pitched voice there, so... And I was playing the drums, and I was not as tired as a drummer can be at that time, but that was my learning skills of playing the drums. So, well, here it is, the first blues by myself, and this is improvised.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 3. Again.
Oh, I think it's every, oh, thank you, baby. Yeah.
Folks, was a little bit of a blues singing when I was improvising with my bad English at that time. When I was about 10 or 11 years old, playing the drums with those wonderful guys. I also did a recording of Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You at that time, but I can play that on another podcast. But anyway, that was a little bit of my traveling. In 1992, I got my first portable studio, a four-track recording studio, a cassette tape recorder, which is now gone because it broke in 2005, and that's a little bit of a pity because I really like to get some of those old tapes mixed down to another format. Actually, I did some mixing of those old tapes before it broke, but I was using another portable studio, which has 6 tracks, and now it's also broke. It was old, so I got that from my very first studio in Kungälv called Red House, which is now not existing anymore. Well, the locals are existing, but there are no activities there anymore. That's what I was going to say. Activities. I don't know how much I have to edit this podcast, but I think this is going to be the... I've been traveling a lot. And the last time I was in Cyprus was 2002 with a friend called Mats Nilsson. And we were recording a lot of stuff from that same... Yeah, also, I recorded everything on Minidisc that, from 1997 to 2002. And when I was with David, I think I bought my first, binaural microphones, which I still have left, which is the OKM microphones, Originalkopf Mikrofon. And they are still working, but I'm not using it at the moment. I'm using what they call the semi-professionals mics. But I think the cables on them is going to be a little bit worn out there. But as long as they're working, they're great. And by the way, I'm in my bedroom right now, but because I have someone helping me fixing the food at the moment, because I'm going to prepare for my show. And I got to do a little bit of tape restoration here after the show, stuff like that. But that's another story. I think I'm gonna end this podcast with some tracks from my album. And before that, I have much more to say, but I think it has to end sometimes. But I think I'm gonna end with my contact information and my Skype ID, stuff like that, and start. I want to play you one of my favorite tracks on the album called Going Crazy. Well, my contact information is this. If you want to email me, you can do that through my website, but I have to speak with my webmaster about to get that account to my Outlook program. Anyway, my regular email address is Hanson, that's Hanson .JOGGE @ SPRAY.SE. I take it once again, Hanson .JOGGE @ SPRAY.SE. That's my regular email address, and I have an MSN account also, which is Rally, RALLY, ATWORK @ hotmail.com. That's my MSN. I take it again. RALLY, ATWORK @ hotmail.com. That's my MSN. And my Skype name is DJ Tropical 4532, that's the letter D and the letter J, and then Tropical, TROPICAL 4532, it's all one word, by the way, DJ Tropical 4532. Well, I think I'm gonna end this chattering or burbling or whatever you want to call it with a song from the album, and this is gonna be track number 10 called Going Crazy, and I hope you enjoy this little introducing on myself, and I hope it's not too long. So well, I hope you enjoy it, and bye from Sweden.
Party at your friend's house yesterday, and as I stood there on the doorstep, I saw you walk away. The band was loud in the backyard, they were playing our song. Happy people danced around me. Now I wonder what went wrong. Now my world's going crazy and I got nowhere to run. I was a kid yesterday, I thought you were my baby, I thought I had a home we were free. Come what may, I passed the time with too much vodka. Tony knocked out on the couch. I called the cab before the sunrise, said goodbye and walked out. Now my world's going crazy and I got nowhere to run. I was a kid yesterday, I thought you were my baby, thought my heart. Truth, what's going on?